I first met Darryl Kyle in 1991. I had a teammate, then a golf partner, very soon a friend, a roommate, and finally a brother. That was the natural progression with Darryl, teammate to brother. I don't know if it was his good nature, sensitivity, dependability, or caring. I'm sure it was all those things that made our relationship so strong. In Houston in the early 90s, our group had quite a bond, not only as teammates and friends, but as a family. We all realized that Darryl had a huge hand in bringing us all closer together. When we got the news about Darryl, we all cried as one, not because we lost a teammate or a friend, but a large part of our family. It seems as if he's bringing us closer again. As a pitcher, DK had a remarkable career. He so wanted to be depended upon by his teammates, he never missed a start. Well, I was in the dugout for his greatest start ever. I can remember it like it was yesterday, how I felt for the last two innings for DK's no-hitter. I've never wanted something for someone so much. Each out got the crowd roaring louder and louder. And when that last nasty curveball was thrown, I just screamed and ran. DK just smiled and raised his right arm. We mobbed him on the mound. I told him then, I tell you now, it was my greatest thrill in this game. Darryl also loved his golf. No one could hit a golf ball further than Darryl. We would get on the tee, three of us, smash drivers down the middle, and Darryl would fly one 30 yards past our best. He would then pretend he had a camera and click the shutter. His big joke was that his ball was taking aerial photos of ours as it flew over. Well, Darryl, I know you're taking aerial photos of us now. Look at those pictures. They're of your family. And we love you, and we miss you.